Well, despite the closing of Manus Island's detention centre, detainees are still suffering. 550 men are stuck living in compounds on the island. They endure physical and verbal abuse from the locals, have substandard healthcare, live by curfew and eat bad quality food. And in the wake of Australia's election, the return of the Liberal government has seen a spike in self-harm and suicide among the detainees. Now the men on Manus are demanding compensation for their suffering. The Wire's Rowan Neagle reports.
In 2016, the Supreme Court of Papua New Guinea had ruled that its detention centre had been operating unlawfully due to the wrongful imprisonment of its detainees. And since then, there have been a number of court actions from the detainees who have been seeking reparations. And in recent days, two significant actions have been applied for. Reparations for up to the tune of $130 million for the time that these people had been detained, as well as appeals to constitutional human rights to get travel documents so these detainees can finally leave Manus. I asked Greg Barnes, a barrister assisting the PNG legal team acting for Manus detainees, how long the process has been taking.
I think it's been accelerated certainly by the re-election of the Morrison government, and there's a deteriorating mental health situation on Manus, and my colleagues in PNG are very aware of that and have been pushing to get these matters back into court as quickly as possible.
The political situation on PNG is actually changing quite rapidly recently, especially with the resignation of the former PM Peter O'Neill. Has this changed things for those stuck on Manus?
A fluid political situation may present an opportunity if a new government emerges, which is much more likely to stand up to Australia. The problem with Peter O'Neill is that he just didn't stand up to Australia at all and was prepared to go along with Australian bullying on the question of Manus. What people would like to see, and certainly detainees would like to see, is a government which stands up to Australia and says Manus must be closed.
With the big potential outcomes and the damage claim, why is it that the claim only goes from 2013 to 2016 when these people are still stuck on this island? Shouldn't they be entitled to other things as well, considering that they've been stuck on Manus for almost 3 years?
That's a very good point that you make, and certainly there are arguments that they're effectively detained, and they've been effectively detained even after the detention centre closed or opened its gates in 2016. But, of course, there has already been a court ruling in respect of the period 2013 to 2016, so now it's time for the PNG government to pay up, in other words, to pay the damages that are owed.
And that's not wholly on the PNG government as well. How likely is it that Australia might foot the bill?
I think highly likely, because under the agreements that Australia has with Papua New Guinea, it has agreed to pick up costs, including costs of any associated with any legal proceedings. So I think it's highly likely the Australian taxpayer will again foot the bill for this cruel and inhumane policy.
And how do you reckon that will play back at home?
I think Australians are starting to wake up to the fact that this has been a hugely expensive policy. It's cost lives, literally, and there has to be an end point to it. And I think people would want to see the re-elected government in Australia, particularly if it's got a new PNG government to deal with, stand up and end what's happening on Manus.
And do you think this might have a bit of a ripple effect in sort of how other offshore processing centres are conducted?
Well, you'd hope so, but unfortunately this has been a terrible decade for Australia, or a couple of decades for Australia, where we've maintained this cruel policy. We need a PNG government which is going to stand up to Australia, and there is potentially that opportunity now if that emerges from the current ructions in PNG.
Greg Barnes, an Australian barrister assisting the PNG legal team. Behrouz Bouchani, a Kurdish journalist on Manus, spoke to me about the on-ground work he'd been doing for these court actions.
The court case has took a long time, and still we are waiting to get the justice in this country. It was very hard to have access to court in Australia, but in PNG, we are hopeful that finally they be brave enough, and the court be brave enough, and recognize our human rights. Didn't come to PNG by our own decision. They forced us, and they have kept us in this indefinite detention for 6 years. And of course, a big part of this policy and this crimes against humanity is PNG government, and they should answer for what they have done in Manus Island.
If the courts are going to support the Manus Island detainees, why are they resorting to these practices of self-harm?
Because we were expected that if Labour win the election, they will accept New Zealand offer. But unfortunately, the Liberals returned, and so it was a big problem, and it was like a big shock for everyone. So after the election, you know, people completely lost hope. I have recorded at least 26 suicide attempts and self-harm since the election. So the whole situation is bad, you know. So hopefully, you know, we are very hopeful with the court case that finally they make a decision and recognize our human rights. And the main question is, remain that, what is our crime? How they are justifying this cruel policy? And I think, you know, according to the law, they cannot keep people in a detention. So hopefully that we get the result finally and some justice.
Behrouz Pichani, he's a Kurdish journalist on Manus, speaking to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.